Hi there, I'm Mona Shanae with West Kent Radio. Today, I'm introducing a conversation with Lily Hensley, a 19-year-old medical student and dedicated Girl Guiding volunteer from Tunbridge Wells who has achieved the prestigious Queen's Award, one of the most Girl Guiding's highest honors. Lily has also invited to attend the Girl Guiding celebration in London, recognizing outstanding volunteers across the country. Here's my conversation with Lily.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you first became involved?
Sure. So my name's Lily. I'm 19 years old and I'm currently studying medicine at university. And I first became involved in Girl Guiding when I was probably 7 or 8 years old as a brownie. And Girl Guiding is an organisation where girls get a chance to meet other girls, and they're led by volunteers, and we get to meet up and basically just have fun and learn some new skills. And I was a brownie for a few years when I was younger, and then I rejoined again as a volunteer when I was 14, working towards my Duke of Edinburgh Award. And I've been in Girl Guiding ever since then and haven't left. And I'm still volunteering now at university.
You started off as a brownie and a ranger and then became a volunteer. And what inspired you to make that transition from member to leader?
I rejoined Girl Guiding when I was 14 as a leader before I joined Rangers. I decided to do that because I needed to do some volunteering for my Duke of Edinburgh Award, and I really loved working with children, and it seemed like a great opportunity. And when I joined as a Duke of Edinburgh volunteer, it was only supposed to be for 6 months or so, but I really enjoyed seeing the impact that my work made on the girls. And so I just decided to stay on as a young leader, and then got my young leadership qualification, my adult leadership qualification, and stayed on as a ranger and as a leader here in Southampton.
That's wonderful. It's a lot going on there. You've just achieved the Queen Guides Award, which is the Girl Guidance highest award. What does that achievement mean to you personally?
It's really special for me. I think it's a great way of recognizing the kind of effort that I've put into Girl Guiding. And I did, throughout the later part of my secondary school education, I spent many, many hours volunteering for Girl Guiding, both as a leader for Rainbows and Brownies, and also as a peer educator. And I did over 30 hours of volunteering for different units across my county, teaching them about important issues for young girls. So I think it's something that recognizes the effort that I've put in to help the community, and I feel really proud to have achieved it.
The award requires a huge amount of dedication. I mean, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced while you were working towards it?
I think the biggest challenge was probably just the amount of time dedication it required, because I was completing it alongside my A-levels, and I was taking some quite full-on A-levels, biology, chemistry and English. So I didn't have tons of free time anyway, but I really enjoyed doing all the different parts of it, and it helped, I think, relieve part of the workload of my studies, and to know that I was working towards such an important award was really helped with that.
As part of your award, you've raised awareness about your visual impairment. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and why it's important to you?
I've been visually impaired for most of my life now. I had a brain tumor when I was 6, and that was removed successfully, but it meant that I lost about 3/4 of my vision. And I'd say it impacted me on a day-to-day level, but I've kind of grown to accept it. But one of the biggest challenges that I've faced with that is how other people view me, particularly when they find out that I'm visually impaired. And I wanted to kind of raise awareness to particularly the younger children that I was working with at Rainbows and Brownies, that having a disability, particularly one like a visual impairment, doesn't need to change the way that they view them. And so I created the visual impairment kind of awareness pack, which I delivered to both my Rainbows and Brownies units. And I brought in some of my long canes that I use occasionally for being visually impaired, and some of my other tools like magnifiers, and I got them to have a go using those. And I think it really helped them to understand that being disabled doesn't have to define you. And if that happens to them later in life, then I hope that they will have learned that that doesn't have to change who they are. And if they have any friends who are vision, they don't need to be affected by that as much as they might think that they would be.
Yes, indeed. I totally get that. And you're studying medicine at the University of Southampton. How have you managed to balance university life, volunteering and completing such a demanding award. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's only 24 hours in a day. Well, you know what? I read somewhere where you mentioned with Girl Guiding, it's been like bringing a slice of home with you while you're away at university. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. Girl Guiding was a really big part of my life in my last few years at home before I came to university. I was doing both Brownies and Rainbows on a Monday evening for about 3 hours, and also Rangers on a Tuesday evening for an hour and a half, and often also a peer education session. So I didn't really want to leave all of that behind just because I was moving to a different city, given that obviously going to university, so much has to change, and moving out of my family home, moving to a different city where I don't know anyone. I wanted to keep something that felt kind of familiar. So before I actually arrived in Southampton, I did get in contact with the local commissioner to see if there were any units that I could volunteer with. And she was really helpful in arranging a unit that I could join. And it has really helped maintain a sort of familiarity, and leaders are really helpful, and they have lots of experience working with university students. So they're very flexible around my schedule as well. So it's been really helpful.
You have quite a story. Is there a particular moment or success story that has stayed with you all this time?
I think the biggest impact that I see on a kind of week-to-week basis is how much confidence the girls gain. And it's really easy to see in Rainbows, but also in Brownies. And for reference, Rainbows are between the ages of 4 to 7, and Brownies are 7 to 10. And I've had Rainbows and Brownies, in fact, that the first 2 or 3 weeks they've insisted on bringing their parent or their grandparent because they're just really nervous and they don't know anyone, and it's really scary going to a new unit of really loud, bouncy, energetic girls. But by a month in, 5 weeks in, they're completely settled, and they've gained so much confidence, and they're bouncing around just like the others. And I think it's really nice to see that they're able to gain those skills and gain that confidence and make new friends that they wouldn't otherwise have made, and particularly across different age groups. Like they wouldn't necessarily otherwise meet a lot of girls in different year groups, but they get to play with people from between all those ages. So I think it's really special.
That's really incredible. Your whole story is incredible. What skills and experiences have you gained through Girl Guiding you think that will help you in your career as a doctor?
Well, I've spoken a bit about how much confidence the girls have gained through just meeting other people and learning new skills. But I think I've also gained a lot of confidence, particularly through Rangers, where I've been on international experiences, and also through being a leader and gaining those kind of leadership skills and being able to direct children and also adults. And also particularly through peer education, where I had to many times go into a guide unit of 10 to 14 year old girls, and often 30 or 40 of them, on my own, and teach them about something like resilience. I think those opportunities have really taught me not only confidence, but also team working skills and communication skills, and being able to communicate with a variety of different audiences. And I'm quite interested currently, and I'm keeping my mind open because I know that I've got a long degree ahead of me, but I'm quite interested at the moment in working in pediatric medicine and working with children. I'll need to be able to communicate not only with the children themselves, but also the adults and the parents supporting them. So by working with Girl Guiding, I've been able to gain those skills in talking to children and parents and other leaders, and working as a team for the benefit of the girls. And I think that's really important.
Wow. I mean, your story is incredible. I have to say that. I have to keep on saying that. But finally, as we close, is there anything that young women listening out there who's thinking about joining Girl Guiding or perhaps becoming a volunteer that you might say to encourage her?
I'd really encourage them to join. I think Girl Guiding's a really great movement in that you get a chance to be in a space with only other girls. And that space is quite comfortable in that you have shared experiences and you get to learn new skills and try amazing opportunities that you might otherwise not have had. And as I said earlier, I've been on international experiences to Belgium and also to Cardiff. And those experiences have cost so much less than they would otherwise. And I've met loads of new people, loads of new friends. My best friend I met through Girl Guiding. So I think it's really an organization that can be life-changing, and you can learn so many new skills, meet so many new people. And it's also a great thing to put on your CV or your personal statement for when you apply to university or apply to a job. So I would definitely encourage anyone thinking about it.
Lily, thank you so much for your time. And your story is incredible. And I don't think this is the last that anyone has heard from you.
Thank you.
That was Lily Hensley speaking with me, Mona Cheney, for West Kent Radio. Congratulations to Lily on achieving the Queen's Award, one of the Girl Guiding's highest honors. With her dedication to volunteering and her medical studies, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Lily and look forward to seeing what she does next. Lily will be attending the Girl Guiding celebration in London on the 6th of June, a special event recognizing volunteers from across the country and the difference they make in their communities. Thanks for listening.